Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Anyone with more than one child will tell you that getting them to get along can be quite a challenge. It's amazing how quickly a fun game can turn into all-out war. One minute you hear the sweet sound of little voices giggling, and a minute later you hear shouts of anger. You just had a turn and now it's my turn. Before you can even get out of your chair, you've got two kids screaming at the top of their lungs and wrestling for control over an inanimate object. When Renee and Alex begin to go through this stage, I tried everything from holding court and allowing each one to present their case to threatening to punish both of them. Until one day, I was reading about the wisdom of Solomon, where two women were each claiming that a certain baby belonged to them. King Solomon called for his sword and said, "We'll cut the baby in two and give a half to each woman," knowing that the real mother would never allow such a thing to happen. One of the women said that that would be just fine with her, while the other one cried out, "No, give her the living child and by no means harm him." There was no doubt that this one was the real mother, and Solomon said, "Give the baby to her." So I put a little twist on that wisdom and waited for the next dispute, which was over a portable CD player. When the arguing passed the point of no return, I marched in and said, "Give me the CD player. If this thing causes the two of you to argue and fight, I need to take it away from both of you until you can learn to share it." I did this time after time, and eventually, as an argument would ensue, I could hear one of the kids tell the other, "We better stop, or you know Daddy will come in and take the toy. Here, you have it for a while, and then I'll take a turn." You know, Scripture is loaded with wisdom for raising children. Add to that a strong relationship with your Heavenly Father, and He will give you the wisdom you need to raise good Christian kids. The Bible says that there would never be another as wise as Solomon. I not only don't have his wisdom, I don't even own a sword. And I can't imagine actually cutting a CD player in two. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.